if for one night we don't get drunk, we gon' do some drugs, we gon' smack bitches, we gon' do what we do best. And you know what? Motherfuckers is already talking about it. They can't even follow me now. If I gave you a map, goddammit, you still couldn't follow me. I'm doing my thing now. Ain't nothing changed about me except my age. I got a little older. I got a little wiser. But the gangster is still the gangster. And this will be a night that goes down in history once again.
Brand new, you're retro. 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 Brand new, you're retro.
It's another episode of High Society Radio on the More Like Radio Network, morelikeradio.com. Those are our podcast benefactors. We're on their podcasting network. Us and a bunch of other friends come together to podcast out of a network.
Yep. Cut Print Film, Hippo Juice, Brain Stew, Chris Old knows. School Wrestling Review.
Chris knows.
Love it.
Look, I'm Chris Pepperhick Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Look, we're all together. We're on More Like Radio. We're on Twitter at HS Radio Show. We're on Facebook, facebook.com/High Society Radio. There's a subreddit, reddit.com/r/High Society Radio. And newly, there is a Patreon account. And you can figure out everything there if you go to our Twitter. So just go to our Twitter, and in our handle, there's a link to it. Chris, explain Patreon to people who might not know.
Patreon is basically an ongoing Kickstarter. So it's a recurring donation, almost like a subscription to the podcast. Obviously, you can take the podcast for free. But if you want us to maybe add more content, do this more often, get better equipment, or just, you know, you can get some swag that we'll throw up on there.
Some tasty swag, people. What, like some High Society Radio, I don't know, gun holsters?
Yeah, gun holsters. That's a possibility down the road. Right now, we got our first $20 a month subscriber.
Oh, wow.
He got a t-shirt, so I'm getting some t-shirts printed.
Nice.
Ow!
So other people will just be able to buy those. I'll put them on Amazon so you can just buy them.
So if you donate $20, bam,
t-shirt.
High Society t-shirt.
Yep.
And we have a new Patreon patron.
Yep.
I didn't make anything to actually play for Patreon, so I'm just if you throw some cash in, you get a reference from a song from what?
Like
8 years ago now?
Yeah, about. It's been a while.
Where at least I'm showing my age.
Back. We give you some good times. Show my age. Give us some money.
Who's the new Patreon patron?
Who, if you had to guess who the new patron was, who would you think it was?
All right, I'm just going to throw this out there. This is the first name that came to the top of my head. Vince McMahon.
You're totally right.
Seriously?
Yes.
But he just wants the ability to fire us and make us kiss his ass.
You can't fire us. We don't work for him. Well, I guess the more like radio people could fire us, technically.
Yeah, they could.
Please don't.
You better just get in line if you don't want to get fired.
Seriously, who's our new Patreon patron?
All right, well, who would your second guest be?
Mick Foley.
No, it's not Mick Foley.
Seriously, just tell me.
It's
who is
Gopak
it?
Joe. Who else would it be?
All right, Gopak.
Who else is it going to be?
He does so much for so many.
Gopak Joe is a saint. That's at Gopak Joe on Twitter.
Not to take away from Delco Trash.
Oh, Delco Trash is at this
or
point.
Any of the other patrons.
Delco Trash is my best friend at this point.
Well, you guys do talk a lot online. It's weird.
Yeah.
You don't really talk to too many people.
No, I'm a weird, anti-social, I'd say hermit.
I wouldn't say hermit. Hermit-esque, maybe. No, you're not completely dead.
Don't get out much these days, Johnny. All right, so seriously, anyone donating to the Patreon account, we really appreciate it.
Yeah, it's
we
very
set
nice,
up
man.
A new goal on the Patreon account. We talked about it last week. Look, we get enough cash, we're throwing a dollar pizza party.
Yep.
Either at a bar or a place to be determined, which could be a house party or in the middle of the street. We don't know. I mean, look, that's why it's TBD.
We could also do Rudy's. I was thinking about it. They give you the
free
hot
dogs. That place is pretty crowded.
No, I went yesterday. It wasn't that crowded. But for a Sunday, it'll
be a dive bar. There'll be plenty of dollar pizza for everyone. And if it isn't a dive bar, we're bringing a keg. Okay?
Maybe we have it at a park. Who knows?
And so, sure. Yeah. I'll throw a goddamn park party.
We'll get some trash cans, play like kickball or soccer.
We should throw keg parties just in Prospect Park on the hill in the meadow. And, like, you usually wouldn't get the keg finished before the cops showed up. But now I don't think you could do that at all.
No, hell no.
There's some guys starting a petition to ban grilling in Prospect Park.
Oh, my God. That's hitting you now? We got that in the Bronx.
Because of the carcinogens. Not because people are... I would bet in the Bronx that people are just littering.
Who are those people?
Because people... They have grills in Prospect Park. They have grills built into the floor.
Wait, Muslim?
Yeah, exactly. They're Muslim.
What the hell are you talking about? No, yeah, in parks all over the place. Yeah, there's just grills. Like you throw some tinfoil on it and you grill it up.
So some guy just doesn't want to be breathing in other people's smoke. He also thinks it's bad for the world if we're burning coal for barbecue grills. Mm. So he wants to ban it from the park. He got a total of 40 signatures last time I checked.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's serious.
I feel like yuppie trash won't go for something like, no, we're not taking away grilling in the park. Where do we live?
Dirty, yuppie trash.
Those are the kind of scumbags that just come up to you and be like, hey, where's your permit? It's like, what?
Exactly.
You spit on those people.
4th of July was last weekend. We need barbecuing in the park. Everybody doesn't have a backyard.
I love that smell. You just come to your hood, something's burning. Could be a building, could be a grill. Who knows? So it's a good time, though.
No, it's not. I don't want to walk into my neighborhood and think buildings are burning constantly.
Hey, as long as it's not your building, you'll be fine.
No, but fire spread, Johnny.
Yeah, that's true, too.
I would know from experience. I'm an arsonist.
I thought it was just because you fell asleep smoking a lot.
Oh my God!
I don't think that's ever happened.
I think you said it happened to you once.
Oh wait, it did happen to me once. You're 100% right. No, it wasn't. It wasn't even falling asleep smoking. This is what happened. In my college days at SUNY Purchase.
Nice.
A friend of mine said, "Bet you can't drink a jug of Carlo Rossi."
Whoa.
So I said, screw you, I will drink a jug of Carlo Rossi. So I end up drinking the jug of Carlo Rossi.
Oh, my God.
In the course of an evening. And I left wherever. I black out, obviously.
Of course.
And then I leave the place I was at, go back to my apartment at the time.
Yeah.
I fall asleep, and then I wake up the next morning not feeling too terrible. Yeah. But that was just because I was still drunk because I drank what? How much is in a jug of Carlo Rossi?
It's about a little bit more of a gallon, ain't it?
No, it's a little shy of a gallon. But yeah,
roughly a gallon of wine. I drink a gallon of wine.
It's about 3.5 bottles of wine.
Sure.
Good God, man.
And so I deaded that. I wake up next morning and I'm still drunk. And then I see on my on the floor, the carpeting of my school apartment, just a big scorch mark. Just a big scorch.
No.
And then things just start, because I guess it wasn't a total blackout. It was a bit of a brownout.
Oof.
And then I just remember, this is the only thing I remember. I have a picture in my hand, and I'm lighting it on fire, laughing, and then throwing it onto the floor and just watching it burn as I laugh.
You don't even remember what the picture was?
Picture of your ex-girl?
No, I couldn't tell you what it was. Like I have no idea. It could have been. I don't know.
You just lost your head.
It's the only time I really screwed around with fire when I was drunk.
She missing out.
I don't think so.
I could have burnt an entire complex down.
Nah, you didn't. No, you learned from it, right?
I guess.
You're a better man for it. Bless you.
I wouldn't say that.
You haven't done it, right?
No, but I know what I'm going to do. Johnny, this one's for Go Pack Joe. That's just because we'll be balling with them.
You know what? Next person donates, bottle of Rossi. There you go.
Well, let's stop.
The shipping and handling on that is going to be a lot.
Yeah.
New York, listen. No, I'll deliver it. If you're from New York, I will deliver it.
New York City.
Yes.
New York City.
Oh, yeah, and if we get to that.
But not Staten Island.
If we get to that that dollar amount for the Patreon thing, it will be in the New York City area, our dollar pizza party.
Oh, yeah. Yeah,
that would be kind of weird. We could do Philly, but we'd need a car. It's a whole
thing. They have Dollar Pizza, and I'm not driving down pies of Dollar Pizza. It doesn't reheat well.
No, it doesn't. Well, you know, if it's in the summertime, just leave it out.
I'm looking forward to it. I think we'll hit our goal before the summer.
That'd be nice.
And then we're just gonna be making it rain dollar just slices.
Dollar pizzas for everyone.
I mean, really, it's not.
I mean, couldn't we just record a live podcast while we were doing it?
No, man, you can't really socialize like that.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want.
We gotta take equipment outside.
This is socializing.
Yeah, but we gotta take equipment outside. It's too much.
No one wants to hear us eat dollar slices on the air and pound beers.
I think people want to hear that.
And then, like, somebody might steal the equipment and stuff. Like, I'm not running after nobody.
Who's stealing the equipment? Come on.
I don't know, man. I don't know where we have in this party. You talking about some sites we might get shanked?
TBD. All right. That's all you just got to know.
Yeah,
it's very
go.
Exciting.
It is fun.
And you know, be part of the Patreon party at HS Radio Show. At HS Radio Show. Because only good things
helps.
Only good things can come from this.
Yep.
I feel like a shilling whore right now.
Yeah.
You sound like one.
That's what I was telling him at the end of the last show. I was like, yo, I feel like Pat Robinson. It's kind of weird.
Look, it's not like we're going to be helping anyone with this cash. It'll just be...
I don't know. Some people haven't had a dollar slice before. We're opening their mind to, like, guttier things and stuff.
Oh, I love dollar slice. I wish I had a dollar slice right now.
Hell yeah, man. Put some ketchup on it. Or if you want to be fancy, the hot sauce.
That's disgusting. last week, I brought up Snowpiercer, the film that the world is falling in love with. Oof. And I asked you guys to see it so we could discuss it this week. Now... Did you guys see it?
I did.
BK Chris did.
Johnny?
I did not get a chance to.
You just don't like me.
No,
is that it?
I was away, man. I just recently got back.
Well, you did like a bit? Like, what do you mean away?
No, I went on a family trip.
All right.
We do family trips.
All right. All right. Fair enough.
Wait, how long has this movie been out at this point?
2 weeks.
It's officially been released for a couple of weeks, but like there was bootlegs of it online from like last year.
Oh, wow.
Because the thing's been like, it's Harvey...
It's still at 94%.
Yeah, dude.
Critics.
Wow.
77% audience.
Yeah. It's crazy. Sorry, so Chris has seen it. Now, Johnny, I'm going to... there's going to be spoilers in this conversation.
I'm going
to
see it. Don't worry about it.
You're not going to want to see it after this. Now, anyone listening, if you haven't seen Snowpiercer, I still listen. So it gets spoiled for you. No big deal. But yeah, there's going to be heavy, heavy major spoilers leading up to this. So yeah, Snowpiercer is the Korean film, directed by a Korean guy, and it's starring Chris Evans and Tilda Swinton and John Hurd.
Nice. Excellent.
And it's literally being said as the one of the best movies of the year. People, and it's consistent. It's not like this isn't just a couple of random people. It's everyone. Everyone's
saying
this. It's got a
94% refresh rate. That's pretty, pretty high up.
Major publications.
Yeah.
Now,
and yeah, even the bad reviews I'm seeing, I'm looking up the reviews on Rotten Tomatoes.
Yeah, after I watched it,
that terrible. Well, this one is pretty funny. It's a good blurb. Snowpiercer is throw mama and the kitchen sink off the tree.
It's not bad.
All right.
Yeah, after I watched it and looked into it, I couldn't believe. I looked for all the negative reviews. There were like there were about four of them.
Okay.
And I read through them, and they weren't even that negative, like Chris just said. Yeah. They were still somewhat positive.
Somebody's blog was what flipped you off too, right?
I don't know. It was just it was just
like a Slate thing that you read.
There you go.
And then I went through one of the top reviews was from Slate and Slate's movie reviewer, and they also do like a little podcast reviewing film.
Yeah.
Well, first of all, before we get to that, Chris, what did you think of Snowpiercer?
I certainly didn't think it was as bad as you thought it was.
Heresy. Wait, no, I meant to say Hennessy. Johnny, give me some Hennessy.
It was all right. It wasn't.
Is it 94% refresh rate good?
I don't understand how it's got 94%. You know, people that will deride terrible, terrible movies.
Mm. Yeah.
Or, you know, like good, or even good movies. Like, you know what I mean? Just like everybody just. It's not.
Mm.
There's nothing that special about this movie. It's like a. They show like a. Like, it's well. It looks great. It is a good looking movie. But other than that. It's
like
just,
the
it's
premise.
Just, well,
the premise?
It's just standard, like poor people rising up against rich, but it's like
on a train.
On a train.
And on a train. Yeah.
But it's like the most straightforward, simplistic, like boiled down, simplistic version of like a caste system you've ever seen. It's so oversimplified that
it's on
like
a train,
it feels like it's insulting your intelligence.
Well, Thank you. That's a great goddamn point. See, it's hard for me to use my words sometimes.
You're mad at Slate though, right?
Yeah, I was mad at Slate.
You sounded like he was more pissed at Slate.
This is a liberal hipster circle jerk, this movie. I mean, it kind of is. Like,
Well, I wouldn't even call it that. I would say that it's just a bunch of cliches on a train. It's poor people on a train.
No, but every blogger that works for Slate sees themselves as somebody at the poor end of the train.
Of course they do.
Do and they? Think about how like, Slate that up.
And there's even like, if you throw in at the end, there's even like this like weird God worship, so it's kind of shitting on religion too.
Okay.
So all it's right. like, it really is your standard blogger circle jerk shitting on everything they hate, rich people and religion.
It's really funny,
so
actually.
I got a good formula.
That's a good point that you just brought up about the God worship thing. All right, so it was in the film, in 2017, they released some chemical that reversed global warming and froze the Earth.
Yeah.
So it's 17 years later. It's 2034.
Yeah.
And at this point, Tilda Swinton's character is going on about, like, we must worship the train, and the train is God. The train is everything. Oh. I mean, it's been 17 years. I don't think religion would have gone that goddamn far south.
I mean, they all could have Stockholm Syndrome of some sort,
wait
you know?
A minute, though. Like, is the whole world on that train, or is just
pretty
like
much every living human being is an organism is supposedly on this train.
Yeah.
So, probably humanity gave up hope and was like, screw it, I guess the train is God. That's what they
were
going
for. Well, people are admitting the premise is obviously thin. Like, you have to kind of...
Yeah, you can't really do much with that, man.
You got to put yourself past the fact that, like, you have to suspend disbelief. And I'll give it that.
Okay.
But it's just like I'm saying is, to me, it is just insulting to your intelligence. It's just an oversimplified view of the world. And it just kind of annoyed me.
And people going on about how what a great allegory this is and what a great metaphor it is for like modern times, and it's taking on global warming and class warfare and the class system here in the United States and the world around. It's not an allegory because it's a literal interpretation of poor people versus the rich.
Yeah.
Whereas in real life, a poor person's at the back of a train, like in real life, and as in this movie, and the rich people are in the front because they can afford it.
Yeah, same thing like on an airplane.
I wasn't that angry about it now, but I'm getting mad again.
Yeah, you look right, like
here's the thing. Here's the difference. Here's a caste system diagram from India, right?
Yeah.
So the only difference between this, you see how it's a pyramid with the most people at the bottom? The only difference between this and the stupid train is that there's the same amount of people at the bottom and the same amount of people at the top.
You understand what I'm saying? How does that
balance
work?
Going through these cars, and the cars are all equally crowded. Except for where, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. Okay.
What else did I want to bring up about this goddamn movie? Now I think I can talk specifics about it.
Well, dude was about to eat a baby.
All right.
What? We can talk about that.
Okay.
I know that was your shit.
One of the climaxes of the film, before Chris Evans, who is the protagonist, is a poor kid from the back of the train, is about to get to the food.
That's so ridiculous.
I guess he was a stowaway. He was a stowaway on the train when the train was getting loaded up, when society was breaking apart.
Yeah.
He's about to get to the front of the train to see Wilford. Was that the dude? Was that the, it's Ed Harris? Ed Harris is basically doing Truman Show again.
Oh God!
He's about to see the head dude. He's about to finally get to the front of the goddamn train where the engine is. And if you get the engine, you can control the train. He starts talking about how rough it was when the trains first started, like when the trains were first going, when the train first started, and that it was overcrowded and weird. And the line he said was, you know what the worst part is? I know that babies taste the best.
Wow.
He just went on talking about eating babies because he was starving. Chris, when he said that line, I couldn't stop laughing. I was like, this couldn't have possibly been written by a person. Do you think it was meant for comedy?
I don't think it was meant for comedy. It depends how you deliver the line, too, I guess.
Oh.
So, is it Ed Harris' serious voice?
Ed Harris' serious voice, yeah.
Yeah, that's very funny.
So when Chris Evans is telling his backstory, he talks about how like the first few months of the train was bad. People were starving, so we had to start eating people. Hence that's why we know babies taste so good. It's just crazy talk. That's just insane. He then says, so in the beginning of the film, he had, like, his boy with him. Like, this kid was, like, his little lackey, or, like, he looked up to him. Not even a lackey. He just looked up to him. He was like, yeah, Chris Evans, you're the man. I'm going to help you fucking revolt against the rich people.
A dick rider.
Basically.
Yeah.
But it was his boy.
Okay.
It's, like, second in command, you could almost say.
All right.
So, the kid gets killed. Like, you could see him get, like, that character
was
introduced.
If somebody was going to get it, that's the guy that's going to get it.
He's the dude who's going to catch it. Yeah. So, you knew the guy was going to die. At least I did. At least I realized, all right, this guy's definitely going to die. This is so cliched. So he does die about a half hour, maybe 40 minutes into the film.
Yeah.
And so Evans, now it's the end of the film, and Evans is talking about how his, like, he's telling the story about how he almost, he killed a young mother and then almost ate the baby, but then an old dude, like, cut his own arm off to feed everyone. So there was, like, a contingent of people who were just cutting their body parts off to feed everyone because everyone was turning into cannibals. So the baby he didn't eat turned out to be his boy who died in the middle of the film. It's just such a crazy...
fucking Shyamalan type shit.
Stupid stretch. Did I explain that well?
Wait. He cuts his arm off.
That's pretty much... I mean, it's that convoluted.
Wait. But the dude cut his arm off, right? And he
because they had no food.
Okay, but nobody else ate it. The rest of him, they just let him bleed?
No, they just tied the arm off. And
he was alive. Yeah. And other people. And then eventually... whatever, the guy who runs a train, Wilford, he started feeding them. Like, basically, this was...
green gelatinous protein bars.
This movie was a pretty good-looking, decent action movie that tried to masquerade as something more. And that kind of annoys
me. Tried to go too deep?
I didn't even think the action was that good.
Nah, some of the action was pretty cool. There's one scene where the train's making a turn, and the guy's got the sniper rifle, and he's shooting other cars in the train. Yeah. It's pretty cool.
That was awful. I don't know what the hell you...
There's, I thought that was kind of cool. Here's the thing. You hate things like that. Like, I enjoy blind action sometimes.
I get it, but I wish they would have just thought a little bit about physics. They're shooting an Uzi through double plane glass that's keeping all this ice cold out as a train is turning, and they're actually getting close to shooting each other.
I hate what you're saying.
I mean, it was just a gimmick thing to do. Like, I know what we have. This is a great set piece. But the train will be turning around, and they'll be shooting each other.
That's the last measure, though, right? Like, with people charging?
I don't even know. It doesn't even make sense.
Well, if it would make sense if, like, people were charging the fucking head of the train and you had to slow them down. Like, if you do it for random or for sport, that's stupid.
John, I'm going to tell you this right now. They want Chris Evans to get to the front of the train, all right? They want it. So it doesn't make sense that the henchman is trying to still kill him. The henchman, that guy that works for the bad dude.
But he didn't know. Only the one dude knew.
I don't know, man. All right, so here's the Slate review. Now, listen, these are people who say
No, but that was also your little Jesus reference. You know how a lot of times protagonists will get like a little Jesus effect in them. That was it. He had to suffer to get to the front of the train.
Ah, sure. Got you.
Hero's journey.
Yeah,
there you go.
Oh, also, they recruit this Asian dude who is like the security expert for the train, but he's locked away in some like stasis chamber. For some reason, they have a prison on the train,
which looks more like a morgue.
Like break fucking glass in case of emergency situations.
And he has a daughter that apparently has clairvoyant abilities.
My God.
Yeah, she's the only one. They don't really explain why.
And they abandoned it about halfway through the film. They never bring it up again. That she's able to see through doors and tell what happens in the future.
You would think they'd use that like toward the end and shit.
You'd think, Johnny.
Good God.
You'd think. All right, so here's the Slate review of Snowpiercer. Here's just a few parts that I found. These are people. These are people that like the film.
Okay.
And that say that it's great.
Film was in color, right?
Yes,
they continue.
It really doesn't.
These movies, like in Pacific Rim, too, falls into a little of that.
In fact, there's a lot of playfulness with the idea of multiculturalism and multilingualism. For example, when the South Korean character played by Song Kang-ho, who we'll talk about in a minute, who becomes a major force with the rebels, when he first appears, he doesn't speak any English, but he carries around this little translation device that he holds next to his throat that speaks his voice in a female voice. And I loved the way that played with both gender and nationality, and just casually incorporated that into the movie.
Huh.
It plays nothing. It was just a gag. It was a gag that he's talking like a chick.
They look like into it.
It's not playing into anything. Keep going.
Yeah, I had this feeling of why haven't I seen it? That must have been in movies before.
Although there is a question. If he's one of the broke, inhabitants of the tale, like why does he have this fancy translation device? I don't know.
All right, these people liked it. In the scene they're talking about, all right, he comes out of prison, and there's literally a wall of translation devices that he asks for, that someone pulls off the fucking wall and gives to him to start talking, and then they pull one off to talk to him as well.
Something tells me these people watch this movie and fast forward.
They must have been. How can you give something a positive review if you weren't paying attention or you know anything that happened? I watched it once through. I'll never watch it again. And I picked that up immediately.
Yeah. Well, I mean, they were, like, wherever, I guess they were storing, I think what it was, they were doing in that, like, prison thing, I think they were just storing the people who had fucked up and were
still useful. That's what they were all in, like, cryogenic stasis.
Yeah.
So they were in a room with other tools. There was other equipment in that room.
That makes sense.
It was just, it was pretty self-explanatory.
Yeah. I think they were killing the people who were no longer
useful.
Did
you get the dichotomy, though?
Somehow this confuses them more. What's the name of what are the names of the reviewers? It's right there. It's the
Dana Stevens and Forrest Wickman.
It's Slate's spoiler specials.
We got beef now? Is that what you're saying?
No, there's no beef whatsoever.
All right, I'm gonna
he's supposed to have smuggled it.
Well, he's sort of in the middle, right? Like, so he's designed the, as they try to make their way forward, he's the one who's kind of designed the different gates, I think. He worked on security, as I recall, and so he knows how to open them all.
But he's being kept in this strange car that's almost something in between a jail and, like, cold storage for humans, right?
Right. Although I think maybe he's doing that somewhat deliberately. I was actually unclear on this, and I'm curious. Maybe you figured this out more. It looks like a morgue, right? It looks like cold storage, as you said. But in those drawers, I think they're hallucinating, right? Using this drug that's part of this world called Chronol. And it seems like maybe...
Pause that doesn't even happen, huh?
No, the guys are addicts. Which seems to be how they fell out of favor with the guys who were running the train.
Literally, in the film, they say, we're going to the prison car. He's in the prison car. It is a prison that they just store people in. A, it's incredibly impractical when you're on the last goddamn train with the last humanity on to imprison anyone. That's nuts. You just throw them out the goddamn train.
Well, that guy is useful. He designed a security system.
I like how fucking Chris broke that down. That makes a lot more sense than compared to what the fuck they
And they're
say.
All addicted to pretty much huffing coolant.
Oh, wow.
Seems like they're just huffing. Like, you know how you can break out the coolant chamber in an old refrigerator and get real high?
What?
Seems like that's what
get
they're doing.
Get a nice
doing.
Little buzz.
But for people, if you're a fan of the film, you'd think you'd understand it. I mean, they're not hallucinating in there. They were in prison for being drug addicts, and they're just in a stasis chamber, whatever you want to call it.
They were getting Demolition Manned is what was going on.
Yeah, they were getting Demolition Manned. You're 100% right.
Okay.
All right, let's hear a little bit more.
It's kind of like a sensory deprivation tank, and he's just been in there hallucinating as a way to escape this kind of horrible future.
But he chose to go into that drawer? Or
I thought maybe. I was, oh my God.
The woman is the actual reviewer of the film. She's the one who works for Slate.
Yeah, and the guy's just an idiot.
And she thinks he chose to go. They say it's a prison car.
Yeah, and they said it themselves.
There's literally nothing to figure out in this movie. It's explained out all for you. Way too much.
It's dumbed down, is what you said.
Jesus
Christ.
What I didn't understand is why there was a club. Like, they had a club in the car.
Well, they try to make... I would figure you're trying to make civilization as much as normal you can and shit, right?
I guess, but it was just kind of weird. Like, as they were getting through the cars, like, first you saw things that, like, made sense. There was, like, a car where they were... they had, like, a contained ecosystem with all sorts of fish in it. There was a car where they were growing some trees in it.
It was a greenhouse, yeah.
Yeah, there was a greenhouse. There was a schoolroom. Mm-hmm. Then all of a sudden
there's
like
a meat locker.
Yeah, but then all of a sudden there's like a beauty parlor.
Well, you know, they're just walking still gotta through. Look good
there's like
shit.
A cocktail bar.
That makes sense.
Okay, a cocktail bar, sure, but like a rave. There was a rave car.
People got unwind, bro.
Look, they won a ball, and there was plenty. There was, you know what the weird part is? There was mad Dipset playing in this train. It was really weird.
It's
I was
weird,
like,
though, yeah.
I guess this is my favorite part of the movie, the Dipset. All right. I'll give you the one thing that I did somewhat enjoy.
Mm.
That it was a great ad for cigarettes.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
How was that?
Because they basically had the last two cigarettes in the world on the train. You know what I mean?
Oh shit!
And they smoke one in the like early in the movie and one towards the end.
Mm. And one people's like, "Damn, that Marlboro Light."
Yeah.
Wait a minute! Didn't they have a fucking greenhouse?
Yeah, but they're not
growing
tobacco.
Food.
They're growing fruit and whatnot, Johnny. Oh, and the chick from Help.
I wanted to talk to you real quick. While we're still talking about the cigarettes. When he pulled it out, he's like cigarette. Like they keep referring to. Inanimate objects that are perishable as extinct. That really kind of just annoyed me. I guess it's train slang, and I just wouldn't understand.
Like bullets are
like,
extinct.
Yeah, they didn't have any bullets. Like they thought that like the upper tiers were out of bullets at one point. They were like, bullets are extinct since the rebellion of I don't know whatever four hours ago because everything the time. That's the thing. It's like whatever. Forget the you understand that the physics of this isn't going to work when you start watching a movie about all of society living on a train.
Yeah.
But like the timeline is so. Fuck, I'm a guy who's been reading comic books my entire life, and the timeline is so convoluted, it was driving me nuts.
Yeah, it was terrible. But yeah, they're, and the Octavia Spencer, the chick from The Help that won the Oscar,
yeah.
At one point,
I forget what the context was of it, but she started screaming, "Chicken! I want chicken!"
She does.
Oh my God!
I forgot about that until you just said it, and I actually started laughing when he said that. I was like,
an Academy Award winner. They had her.
All
right.
Just yes. She's in a mob, all looking all messed up, just screaming, "Chicken!
Wants.
I want chicken!
I want chicken!" Oh my God!
Yes, there were plenty of other people that could have screamed that.
But
yeah, she did.
But they chose,
and they could have easily swapped out chicken for steak because they were talking about. A few people were talking about. I don't even remember what steak tastes like. Earlier in the movie.
But I want... Oh, that's fantastic.
But she wanted chicken. So
she really wanted that chicken.
Moral of the story, Korean directors, racist.
It seems like it.
I think I'm done with that Slate podcast. I mean, they just keep on going, just being confused as to what they just
watched.
Let's
see if we can get one quick nugget of wisdom. I'll turn it off immediately if we can't. Okay.
I was not sure. But that might offend my own family.
So that's sort of the next big plot point in the story. After they've moved up through two or three cars with gory battles, you know, at every division, because all these cars are heavily guarded by armed guards. Although we do find out later that most of the armed guards don't have bullets in their guns because bullets have long ago run out in this
futuristic
world.
They've become extinct, as they say. There's a lot of talk of things becoming extinct in this movie, like cigarettes have become extinct.
Right. And there's that great moment where Chris Evans gets to smoke the very last cigarette on Earth.
Yeah, but I guess notice how like we hated that, and these guys really liked it.
Yeah.
My last point, Chris, in Snowpiercer, do you remember when they're eating sushi in the middle?
Yeah.
And Tilda Swinton talks about how like it's a contained ecosystem. Did you realize that was the whole entire point of the film at that point?
Yeah, I realized that. That's. Yeah,
like they give a like it.
That's just, the one thing I guess we're not going to spoil is like what the are we
spoil
just
it? I don't care. Basically, halfway through the film, they give it away if you're paying attention even for a second. The train, the dude who runs the train, lets the poor people go nuts every few years to thin the herd, so that they can continue feeding everyone, so that you know it's population control. Mm.
Yeah, basically he has to have poor people so that somebody will rise up. He can't just, otherwise they would just have to indiscriminately kill people.
Yeah. That's not good.
So, yeah.
It's just like real life.
Exactly.
Yep.
Except that doesn't really happen in real life. But, all right.
Well, Johnny, I'm sorry we spoiled Snowpiercer for you.
Yeah, man, I'm so pissed right now. I'm not going to get to see it now.
Yeah, no,
I know what happened.
See, I told you before we started talking about this that you were
not. Now, hold on, just a quick question. What did you like more, Pacific Rim or Snowpiercer?
Pacific Rim.
Oh, wow. Very good.
I'll put them on the same level.
I've watched Pacific Rim again just because it was on. It was just all messed up. Like, wow, this is terrible, but I guess I'll keep watching. I mean, it is giant robots.
I saw
They're making a second one.
Yep. 2016, 2017. Can't wait.
You saw Transformers?
An IMAX. I've never been to an IMAX film. That shit was terrible. It was $15. I will never get back.
I've never been to an IMAX film either.
The screen is ridiculously large. I get that's the thing, but I couldn't keep up with the action. I was like, wait a minute.
That's because it's Michael Bay.
I'm with my brother. I'm like, wait, what? When the fuck did those robots show up? When the fuck did this happen? I didn't get any of it. Mark Wahlberg did all right, and Stanley Tucci was good. But that was about it. Everybody else sucked a mean dick. Kelsey Grammer was all right, too. I can't hate on Kelsey Grammer.
Kelsey Grammer was in it?
The robots didn't make no sense. Why was Optimus Prime riding that dinosaur? Was it a dragon or a dinosaur? I didn't fucking get it. I was just like, this doesn't make
sense. Was it
Grimlock? Yeah, was it the Dinobots?
It was the Dinobots, but like...
Where'd they come from?
That's the thing. They had like a weird fucking bounty hunter that their god sent to go get them back.
Wait, what's funny? Somebody else was in my house shitting on this movie the other day, and say, you know, it's rare that we have a counterpoint to Johnny. Somebody's saying the exact same things that Johnny's saying.
Yeah, it's fucking like just ridiculous. I couldn't keep up with it. I'm like, yo, I used to read the comics when I was a kid and watch the cartoons and shit.
My buddy basically described it as at one point, Michael Bay has just said fuck it, and all the stupid games he used to play with his Transformers action figures he's bringing to life.
It's like, what the fuck? Like, they tie him up. They tie the bad bounty hunter guy with like a tow truck and shit. I'm like, what?
That
and,
makes
like,
sense.
Mark Wahlberg is killing him with a fucking gun. I'm like, what the fuck? It's a space gun, though. It makes no kind of sense.
You bastard.
There's
something greatly ironic about Mark Wahlberg being in a Transformers movie because of this song.
Yeah.
That's
I didn't even think of that until right now. For those not in the know, this song was in the original Transformers the movie in I guess the mid late 80s.
88, 89, something like that. Oh.
And of course, he covers it as Dirk Diggler.
Hell yeah.
This is serious stuff, man. Stan Bush, dude.
Fucking great movie.
Touch. Was this in the Transformers movie?
Yeah, I didn't stay for the fucking end credits. It might have been.
Did you leave?
I was just tight. Like, I saw the fucking thing coming. I was like, all right, I'm out of here. My aunt and my brother stood there. I was like, fuck this. I can't stay for this shit.
You think there's going to be another one?
Of course it is. That shit made like 100 mil over the weekend. It's been a fucking horrible summer.
We're going to see it. We're going to see it. We're going to see the next one.
Planet of the Apes, July 11th. I'm with that.
All right, I'll go see that with you.
Yeah,
it comes out today.
You know, we got Transformers is coming soon, man. We got these exoskeletons coming out. So that you don't need to use your legs anymore.
Are they really making an exoskeleton now? Because I've been hearing about this for years.
Yeah, because it's for, you know what it's for? It's an alternative to standing desks. Because apparently people started using standing desks for a few years, and they're just screwing up their backs.
Did you see the one with the treadmill on it?
There's a desk
with
treadmill. Those.
Shit, it's crazy.
But it's swole, son.
These things are basically to support your legs. Like if you're working in factory settings and such, it's not like, but it's the first step. You know, people have been saying we're going to have exoskeletons for a while, so this is the first very basic exoskeleton.
But for that though, like, come on, man, fuck.
First step.
I liked it more for like when they had it for military usage. I don't even know what happened.
You get this, you get a Google Glass, you're actually a robot.
You're fucking Terminator and shit with a heart.
I'm happy for this because I just hate using my muscles. I'll just let a robot do it.
Like, but wouldn't you kind of use that more for people that actually can't fucking walk? Wouldn't that be the point of that?
Well, it doesn't work for people who can't walk.
Oh my God. They had some shit back in the day, right, where they infused it in the spine. I don't know how good it worked.
What are you talking about, Johnny?
They had something that you would put in the spine, and they said, like, a couple more years, you should be able to, like, move.
It's always a couple more years till something happens. It never does.
Yeah.
It's true. Look, I know we're a couple years away from Cold Fusion.
I don't think we are. I think you're wrong about that.
You know why? I'm not right about that? Because the goddamn oil companies assassinate any scientists or get close to doing it.
That's true. That's a good point.
Maybe we all end up on a fucking train.
Just like that water-powered car.
All right. Yo, they killed that dude hard.
Yeah, of course. I'm sure the oil companies have the largest private army in the world. We just don't know about it. I'm talking Illuminati stuff, Johnny. All right?
Yeah, son.
Well, the Walton family has a giant underground bunker.
Makes sense.
Yeah, that does make sense. I mean, if I was like a super baller family like the Waltons, I'd be having bunkers all over the goddamn
place. I wouldn't even live on ground.
I'd turn Nebraska into my bunker. Like, whatever.
They probably could afford to, too.
Yeah, I think they're what? The richest family in the world? They have to be, right?
Yeah.
I think they're the rich. Well, no, they're not the richest because there's royal families in, United Arab Emirates. You know, some of those guys, the oil money guys, actually do have more money than them. But yeah, they're up there. They're like, I think the Walton families and, like, you know, the richest Americans, they usually have, like, five of the top 100 richest Americans just in that one family.
God damn it.
Fuck. Damn. What am I
They didn't do a goddamn life? Thing, buddy.
You just bought into it.
What do you mean they didn't do a goddamn thing? Well, they created the largest corporation in the fucking country.
Their father did.
Yeah, you were born into that shit.
How much has that thing grown in our lifetime? Walmart?
Yeah, you're right.
They created the predatory practices of Walmart that's made it what it is today.
All right. All right.
That's your libertarian garbage.
I called him predatory.
I finally met a person who's a fan of the Walmart family. It's Chris.
There you go.
I never said I was.
They create jobs, right?
He loved it. Job creators.
Also, I did buy a bunch of old racist Looney Tunes cartoons at a Walmart for 50 cents a DVD.
They had the banned ones, right?
Yeah.
Ah, yeah, those are good.
Job creators, more like slavery contractors. Right, Johnny?
That was a good one.
Don't know where I'm going with this.
Yeah.
You listen to High Society Radio. That's on the More Like Radio Network. NewTrashCity.com is our website to get direct from the source. Our Twitter account is at HS Radio Show. And on our Twitter account, you can check out our Patreon account. So if you enjoy this show at all, if you download it and listen to it on a weekly basis, just take a look at take a look at the Patreon account. See what's over there. You know, mm-hmm. See what you say you want. You know,
and if you got a little fucking money weighing you down, you want to help your friends out.
Yeah, you get your shot out. Maybe go to a pizza party. Get a T-shirt. Who knows? Who knows what's gonna happen? It's High Society Radio. We're moving up in the world, I think.
Hell yeah, we are. We're making $40 a month. That's better than the $0 a month we were making last month. Bow. Here's something actually pretty funny. Did you guys hear that, all right, people are getting so paranoid just about drones existing.
Yeah.
That's me.
Somebody is selling a drone detection kit. Like, or like they're developing it on Kickstarter right now.
That's pretty badass. That looks like it'll be a necessity down the line.
It looks like a baby monitor. I
like it though.
Clearly a scam. How are you building drone detection systems for $8,500?
Is it just radar?
Yeah.
Is that it?
Like, I don't think it's radar because I don't think you're allowed to have personal radar in your house.
Word?
Nah. When you have the speed traps,
transmitter detection and motion detection to find unmanned flying objects lingering around your home.
Ain't that radar though? Like if you speed in the shit that catches the gun. Or
that's a radar detector.
All right. That's what I thought that was. Oh.
Cops are allowed to use radar.
Fucking police state.
But I just think it's a funny thing. Like people will buy this. People buy unnecessary security things all the time.
If it works, go with it.
Drones are everywhere, dude. It's the future.
Didn't you see that dude that like fucking flew his drone into like a fireworks show and shit? And like,
I did see that.
He caught shit for that. But I heard the video was kind
of
old.
I came outside of my building the other day. There's an old dude is just sitting outside, an older guy. And I walk by, I see that he clearly has a drone set up on our stoop.
Holy shit.
And it just flies up, hits the tree, and crashes immediately. And I was like, what happened? He's like, I didn't set the, I don't even remember. Yeah, I had to set the transponder or something. I was like,
that's mad, work.
Yeah, he's like, I'm glad I didn't put the camera on it. The thing would have broke. I was like, is that the first time you're taking it out? He's like, yeah. I was like, don't you think you should have put batteries in the remote control before you turn it on?
We should get some drones. I think we could really put them to some good use.
Fuck yeah.
Definitely should. I was thinking about getting one once I saw that dude with one outside. I'm like, oh, anybody can just cop one of these.
Yeah, drones are getting pretty, you can get whatever you want.
Yeah.
That's nice.
Well, that's why people want these detectors, so people.
I mean, do you ever really look up to see if someone's watching you? You know, I mean, it's probably pretty easy.
That's the best thing to get you.
You have to assume
really,
that people want to watch you. Yeah. With a drone.
Yeah, no, but I'm just saying.
You're not
going to
have this thing
shit
out.
Think about it.
If you're doing some public boning, you're not going to have this thing with you to make sure there's no drones around. That's the only time you really need it.
I'm saying, if you're
If you're doing public boning, you probably want people to catch you.
Yeah.
I mean, a little bit. I mean, you might just be
Google
young
Maps,
and not have anywhere to go.
It's all on the Google Maps.
What's on the Google Maps?
People banging.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it happens.
It's a good time.
From time to time.
They just don't give a shit.
They're not expecting the Google car to roll
by. If you banging in the street the way they are, in between trash cans, you don't really give a fuck.
Or maybe they're just homeless.
Nah, some of them are pretty nicely dressed. Nice track suits and whatnot.
Track suits doesn't make it nice.
So it says you, son.
What are you saying? That's racist against Italians.
It's racist against a lot of people. It's Russians, too.
That's true.
Yep.
Russians love them a track suit.
They do.
It's very comfortable.
Velours are nice.
They're selling a gold-plated Putin iPhone for $600.
Fantastic.
What makes it a Putin iPhone?
How much?
It's got Putin's face engraved in the back.
How much?
Dope.
I think it was really expensive. Hold on, let me see if I can find it. $4,300.
Damn.
It's got Putin's face on it.
If I had it, that's baller status right there, son.
It also says caviar for some reason.
Wait, is that him or is that fucking Robert Duvall? That looks like Robert Duvall a little bit.
I think you go either way.
It's pretty nice.
Yeah.
Throw that on the Patreon account. We all want Putin's iPhones.
I'll put that on the Amazon wish list, all right?
Yeah, put that there.
We still got that thing.
Listen, nobody worry about the Amazon wish list. Everybody should be worrying about this Patreon account.
Unless somebody wants to buy us some drones, which are on there.
That's pretty badass.
You did have drones on there?
Yeah, of course I have drones on there.
What kind of question is that? Of course I have drones on there. We talked about this already. We're going to have a drone army in no time.
The net gun would have been nice, but you know.
Yeah, there's a net gun on there. There's all sorts of stuff that I wouldn't expect people to donate.
The swords were badass, man.
Yeah.
I actually finished.
Jason from Connecticut hooked those up.
Oh, yeah, man.
Jason
I actually
CT,
finished
big
building
ups.
It. It's pretty badass.
He actually tried to come by my food spot, but it was closed because he came through at lunch, and we don't open until dinner time.
Oh, Jason.
Man, you could have made the exception.
He was
you
pissed off.
Was coming?
He's like, where's my dunch at, dog? I was like, I don't know, bro. I'm sorry.
Jason, you missed it.
Oh, man.
Could have got a delicious duck sandwich at Dutch Kills.
Yeah. You know what? Next time, I'll take him. I haven't been there yet either, so I'll take him.
You're going to take
He'll
Jason
be my
from Connecticut?
Yeah, I'll take him.
All right, that's pretty cool.
Get some nice duck at Dunch at Dutch Kills. It's Triple D, dog.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Screw Guy Fieri.
All right, Stan, you know how we live in a prison planet?
Oh, yeah, I know, yeah.
You're trying to get that to change, right?
Yeah, well, there's a war on information, and it is a prison planet we're living in.
Well, me and Johnny are talking about some 16-year-old kid came out with this thing that if you scroll, it's a plug-in for your browser.
It's an app.
If you scroll over a politician's name, it tells you all their donors immediately, instantly.
And how much they get.
And how much and from
what?
Where. Yeah,
yep. It's fucking insane, man.
16-year-old kid.
Why aren't we making apps if a 16-year-old can do it?
This is a plug-in. This isn't even an app.
I could outdrink that kid.
Look at this.
Wow, yeah, this is wild, dude.
It's, yeah. It's pretty cool.
And it's legal. So you should be straight, right?
Yeah, of course it's legal. This is all public information. He's not hacking anything.
Yeah.
And he's basically saying he's trying to update it every election cycle. I think it's pretty ingenious. It definitely helped the political process a bit.
You should probably
because you always end up hearing about this stuff like later.
Yeah.
Because you know, I mean, because nobody does their due diligence on this sort of thing.
Nobody gives a shit. At this point, you know what it is. Like, fuck it. It's the devil you know at this point.
Yeah, that's something that very much annoys me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know.
The system's not going to change. Like, this is a great app and shit, and, like, it might change, like, the kind of money they receive.
I think the system could eventually change. As much yelling as I do all the time.
Not in our fucking lifetime, it won't. Like, this is just
a set system. You know what it is? It's that attitude that they have beaten into you. That the powers that be have beaten into you.
It's fucking
true. That makes it actually a fact that things won't change.
I would love to see change and shit. And, like, this is a good, like, first step. I'll say that. Because you're kind of shaming them a bit. Like, there's a lot of fucking...
Well, this isn't any sort of reform. This is just a thing. This is just a tool to help
you
make
but
more
like now you
decisions.
Can kind of like investigate the companies they're fucking dealing with.
How many people do make educated decisions when they're voting? I would think it's
in this country
frighteningly small.
I'd say 7% of the fucking total.
What was
population.
That? I mean, Stern did a bit on that, right? Like when Obama was running against McCain, right?
I don't remember that. I don't know.
They basically sent one of those guys from up to Harlem, and just was like, "Oh, who are you voting for?" Obama, and then just said all of McCain's policies. Like, oh, so why do you like the fact that he's doing this? Like, why do you like the fact that he's going to stay in Iraq for 100 years? And dude's like, oh, whatever, fuck those dudes. You know what I mean? Just so a lot of people aren't. And then they found like one guy who was like, I'm going to vote for McCain. And they said, oh, Obama's policies. Guy was like, yeah, nah, I like that. Pull the troops out. So I guess a lot of people aren't making educated decisions. Maybe that's the
problem. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, that's what I just said.
I know. I'm reiterating your point. There's a startup right now that's trying to do, I guess, the direct democracy thing that Occupy Wall Street was all about.
Yeah.
It's called Place a Vote. And basically, they're running candidates in a bunch of California districts. And it's basically so that everybody can vote on everybody in the constituency can vote on every policy or every vote in the state Senate.
Yeah.
It's just an app that you'll have on your phone. This vote's coming up. What do you think? And then the candidate will do whatever the consensus on the app is.
Mm.
So that thing, how long do you think before that thing gets hacked?
Yeah.
Oh, no, dog.
Oh, they have actually candidates all over the country. Philly, New York, Los Angeles. I really would love to know who's backing this, because that's a lot of money to just run these candidates.
Yeah, that's what I was going to... Because you can't use that shit for kickstarting, right? You can't get the campaign funding off of Kickstarter, can you?
Yeah, you can.
Holy shit.
Of course, it's a business. They're a for-profit business.
Well, no, because I know they changed the rules. Like, they had that dude on, and he got like $20,000 just to make potato salad.
Wait, what?
There was a dude that started a Kickstarter as, like, I guess for shits and giggles. He only made like $10. And he ended up getting like $20,000.
For making potato salad?
Yep.
I really like potato salad.
I don't think you need fucking $20,000 to make that shit, though.
Well, no, but
I
still
mean,
like
really good
some.
Potato salad.
You like fucking ostrich eggs and shit.
Potato salad's mad good, Johnny.
It's all right.
Love
it's mad
it.
Simple.
Potato salid, little macaroni
there
salad.
Ain't no fucking $20,000 to make fucking potato salad. Is what I'm saying.
I don't know. What if it was like just a giant chunk of truffle in there?
$38,000.
$38,000.
He got up to 30.
With 25 days to go.
This country's fucked.
Wait. I think I want to donate to this.
Let me read this off to you. I'm making potato salad. Basically, I'm just making potato salad. I haven't decided what kind yet.
Holy fuck.
Update. We did it. His goal was $10.
I'll give him that. That's fucking hysterical. I'll give him that.
Good for this guy.
And then, like, all they Kickstarter gets their percentage, and then he keeps the rest of that, right?
He has to pay out whatever his goals were. What's his maximum goal, Chris?
Oh, you know, holy shit. If he earns $75, you know what he's got as one of his goals?
What's that?
Pizza party.
Damn. Shut up. Who's the dude?
Damn it. This guy's ripping us off.
Everybody likes a pizza party. It's a classic.
Yeah,
but we did it first. It's not stealing. Well, we
Dick Ryder.
Calm down, Johnny.
Good God, man.
It's parallel thought, Johnny, okay? He doesn't have a dollar pizza party with
Wait a
keg,
second.
Questionable.
It's GoPack Joe.
Damn it, GoPack Joe. You just screwed us again.
Oh, GoPack, you son of a bitch. Oh, man. I hope he's good too. The Facebook status is a little bit.
What happened? What happened with Gopak Joe's Facebook status?
I'm trying to remember where the fuck he was, but he was in some sort of airport.
Oh
like,
my god!
He was going
what
to, like,
a tease. Gopak Joe may be dead.
No, he's not dead. Week. He'll be fine. Jesus, don't joke like that, dude.
He's but one of our Patreon patrons.
He was trying to go to the beach, and then the locals are telling him, yo, don't go to the fucking beach. And then, like, they put up a link, and I followed it to Wikipedia. And it's like a gang. I don't know if it's Papua New Guinea or some shit, but, like, they rape and rob and just do all kinds of shit.
So you're saying Gopak Joe is part of this gang now?
I hope he joined, because if he didn't join...
I hope he didn't have to roll any dice.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God. This is terrible news.
He should be
fine,
though.
I'm very worried about Gopak Joe.
Our livelihood depends on you, Joe.
Oh, keep that Kickstarter up. I'm going to donate to this potato salad
Get
guy.
Get the fuck out of here.
I want to go to this pizza
party. I'm just going to start putting up these joke Kickstarters every day.
This is ridiculous, though. Like, fuck it. Ah, they changed the rules now. I don't know how much they changed, but I know before you couldn't do that silly shit. That's ridiculous.
No, you can do it because it's not a fund my life thing. He's just going to make potato salad.
Yeah.
It could be an art project.
Is it $30,000 worth of potato salad? Because that would be a lot of potato salad.
No.
Oh, my God.
What is his top pledge? Like, what do you get for the top pledge?
All right.
Scroll the way down.
I'm going. $50 or more. Potato right. Salads of the World. Receive a recipe book with potato salad recipes inspired by each country where we have a backer along with a bite of the potato salad. A photo of me making the potato salad. A thank you posted to our website. And I will say your name out loud while making the potato salad. The recipe book will have a dedication page with the name of each of our backers.
Son of a bitch.
42 people gave this guy $50 for a potato salad cookbook.
It's worth it.
What the fuck?
I really like
dude.
Potato salad.
What are we doing
bookmark
with our life?
That.
But if
bookmark
you give him $10,
that.
You can go to his house and make potato salad with him.
How much?
Where does he live?
$10. I don't know. Columbus, Ohio.
Looks like we're taking a road trip, boys.
Oh, yeah, son. Duct tape, ski mask.
No, we're just going to eat potato salad.
I want the cash. You can have the fucking potato salad.
We should send him one of those Bitcoin extortion letters we were talking about a couple of weeks ago.
Yeah, let's extort money from someone. Talk about it on the podcast.
You were the first one that brought it up. Why are we doing this?
You were.
I quote.
Talking about
let's go
to Ohio and jack them.
You were. You're the one extorting everyone.
We use Torcoin. It'll be untraceable.
Oh, and over the summer, there's a hacker conference, and these hackers
I read that this morning.
For people who like the deep web... These hackers say they can totally unravel Tor, the browser that's supposed to be totally anonymous. We'll talk about it next week.
Oh, shit.
We'll talk about it all next week, Johnny.
We're going to talk about the Black Hat Conference. We're going to cover that.
High Society Radio.
Bow.
More Like Radio Network. HS Radio Show on Twitter. Our Patreon account. Check it out. I'm Chris Pepper Hicks Stanley.
Bronx Johnny.
Chris from Brooklyn.
Must say goodbye.